Praise the Lord. Welcome to this program of R.G. Hardy Ministries, because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for tuning in today, because we have a very special message for you if you are married or are planning to be married. If so, this message by my father, Brother Hardy, is one you don't want to miss. Two shall be one. Even if you have a good marriage, you can benefit from this down-to-earth biblical teaching, two shall be one.
And the reason why she's doing it is because of the love of the Lord and to honor His government, where she is to recognize her husband as the leader. He can't make her. He's not to be a dictator with a rod and say, poom, shemit. No. She's got to do it lovingly and willingly, because she recognizes it's God's order to only have one head. Now, the husband cannot expect his wife to, in fact, the word is, in the Greek, I'll say it, probably don't mean nothing to you, hupotasso. It means, hupo means under, and tasso means order. She orders herself under her husband. She takes her place and looks up to him, my man, my champion, huh? My provider, my protector, and most of all, my lover. But if her husband fails to fulfill all of those things, she is not obligated to order herself under him. If he does not lead her right, she doesn't have to follow the lead. Can I give you scripture case example? Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias lied to the Holy Ghost about selling the land and keeping the money back, didn't he? And when he lied, what happened? Boom! God struck him dead. Now, Sapphira had no obligation to follow his lead. She didn't have to follow his lead. He made a bad decision. He did a wrong thing. But she followed his lead anyway, and what happened? She got it too. A wife is not obligated to follow her husband's lead that's a wrong lead. Seems like the word of God's getting on the man the worst, because they were the ones that were most usual broke these scriptures by being a dominating overlord, overbearing Hitler type of a husband. How many say amen? Where his leadership and head of that house entailed the duties of to be the protector, the provider, the leader, and the lover. That's what his duties was. To go out in the world and whip the world with his aggressive nature to bring back the provision that his wife needed to make him a house and a home, and to raise and supply the need of the children. How many say amen? And if he failed that in any part, then the wife is not obligated to order herself under him. Paul said in, I think it was 1 Timothy, that if a man wouldn't provide for his household, see, the man provided for the household. God required the man to provide for the household, because he equipped him for it. How many say amen? That he was worse than an infidel and denied the faith. How many say amen? And no wife had to bring herself under him. You know what? A lot of these supposedly and so-called husbands, of course, I don't believe it's any here. How many say amen? Had really got a wife as a good thing to send them out every day to get money, while he stays home and is so lazy he won't even turn over twice in bed. so she can bring the money in so he can support whatever his lust is. And she hasn't got one right at all and can't open her mouth to do nothing. How many say amen? And a whole lot of them are so lazy they wouldn't work in a pie factory. Their hours would only be 12 to 1 with an hour off for lunch. And all the pies they could eat. How many say amen? And give their wives babies so they can get on the welfare. And when the welfare check comes, they take that check, it's supposed to go to those children, and they waste it. You know what I would do, wife? I would show him the door. Not very gently either. How many say amen? I'd bring him up to the door, turn him north towards the door, and take my foot in the south of his body, and I'd push him out that door. And I would tell him, don't you come back till you bring a paycheck. No wife is under obligation to come under the lead of a husband is that way. He's broke the marriage contract by not being the provider. And I'm sure he's not a lover. I mean, he is a lover. He's not a lover of his wife and his children. He's a lover of himself. How many say amen? And God will not hold a wife accountable. He's going to hold that husband accountable. In fact, he's going to hold that wife accountable if she lets him stay in there and take that and rob them children of their care and their protection and their providing. How many say amen? You out there? I know it's kind of, you know, you didn't know all that stuff was in the Bible, did you? But it's there. How many say amen? Submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. Wives, order yourself unto your husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be to her own husband in everything. How many say amen? How is the church subject to the Lord? Are we walking around like a slave licking his boots, scared to death of him, can't say anything, can't talk to him, can't reason with him? How many say amen? Scared to death and become a nothing. Husbands, love your wives. How? Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, husband, if you expect your wife to get stuck to you and become the clinging vine and look up to you and bat her baby blue eyes and say, my champion and my hero and my leader and my provider and my feeder and my protector, then you got to love her. How many say amen? And how are you to love your wife? You're to love her with Calvary love. I said you are to love her with what? Husbands, mark it in your Bible. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives. How? Even as, just like Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He gave himself for the church. How many say amen? He didn't demand the church to be his slave and foot and boot licker. He didn't overrule her with a rod of iron. He sacrificed himself. In other words, the husband is to make his wife only second to Jesus. And likewise, the wife to the husband. And the husband is to live a life of sacrifice for her. The wife is to sacrifice her equality and order herself under her husband. The husband is to sacrifice his will for her. You know that there's almost no difference between the word submit and love? Let me say that again. There's almost no difference between the two verbs, submit and love. What does the word submit mean? It means to give yourself up to someone. Is that right? You submit by giving yourself up to someone. What does the word love mean? The Bible word, agape. It means to give yourself up for someone. Submit to someone, love for someone. They both mean the same thing. You see, husbands, love, wife, love your husbands that you submit to him. You give yourself up to him. Wife, husband, love your wife that you give yourself up for her. Huh? That you become her protector, provider, leader, and lover. How many say amen? That's the two positions of the wife and the husband. She gives herself up to him. You're going to be my provider. You're my protector. You're my lover. How many say amen? Then the husband is expected. She submitted to me. I'm going to be her protector. I'm going to provide and supply her need. And I am going to love her. And she is going to be second only to the Lord.
Amen. I hope you're blessed by this informative and inspirational message by my father, Brother Hardy, Two Shall Be One. We feel strongly that every Christian marriage should examine itself in the light of God's Word to be sure that they are applying godly principles for a healthy and holy marriage. This teaching defines and expounds the very important meanings of the terms headship and submission, and these are areas that are often misused and abused in marriage. Also addressed are the questions, what is the biblical role of the husband in marriage? What is the biblical role of the wife? And what about the role of sex in marriage? These issues are soundly addressed in this vital, practical, and enlightening teaching, Two Shall Be One. Now, you may want to add this to your spiritual library or share it with someone who is getting married or someone having marital problems. It is available on a double CD set for a love gift of $15 or more to the radio ministry. Request offer 215. That's offer 215. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or if you prefer, order online at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Again, this is a two CD set for a love gift of $15 or more. Request offer 215. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Until next time, this is Sister Sharon saying, Maranatha.